You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
James chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Let's read it together. I'll stop reading. I guess that my wife tells me I'm dyslexic. I think I am. So I pull words from all over the place and I put them in there. So I'll get you started, then you read verses 1 through 8. Ready? Begin. James, a servant of God. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, I thank you for these great people. Lord, once again, they've proven their love for thee in 2025. Thank you for their faithfulness to the buses, the nurseries, the Sunday school, the live stream, the radio ministry, the worldwide missions. Thank you for their faithfulness to the bus ministry. Thank you for their faithfulness to your house, to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They're such good people. Lord, I love these people with all my heart. I thank you for all of our visitors that are here today. Lord, it's such a special treat to have them in your house. I pray your blessing upon the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, may it go forth with power today. As we close out this calendar year of 2025 and move into 2026 in just a few days. Bless our time together is my prayer. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As we look back over this calendar year, it has been just an amazing year. Our staff rehearsed it with us last Wednesday night since January, the Soul Winning Clinic and the I Love My Church and the Pastor's Conference and all the things that God has done for us. On Easter Sunday, we had 9,200. This year, we're going to break 10,000 in attendance. On Easter Sunday, it's our goal. So many people saved. Amen. And baptized and lives changed. Our 50th anniversary, it's been a remarkable year. It's been a great year. Amen. We're experiencing growth, and I'm just so very grateful for God's goodness. But I'm going to tell you something. 2026 is going to even be better.
Amen.
It's going to be the greatest year of your life. I don't know all that God's going to do, but I do know there's going to be engagements. There's going to be Brother Steve, your first grandchild, in church with them today. There's going to be a wedding. There's going to be a birth of a child. There's going to be a new job. There's going to be a raise. There's going to be a call to the ministry in 2026. Many are going to be called to God's work. What a joy it is to serve the King of Kings. You are either going to serve the King of Kings or support those that serve the King of Kings. And whatever it is, I'm all for it. I'm excited about the year. By the way, can I tell you something else about 2026? We'll all experience it. There's going to be ambulance rides. Many of you sitting in this room will be the patient in the ambulance, or you'll be following the ambulance to the hospital. There'll be many times the ambulance is called this year. There'll be broken bones. There'll be car accidents. There may be a plane accident. There's going to be hospital visits. There's going to be doctor's visits. You're going to hear the word. Many in this room, we have so many right now suffering with cancer. They're watching the service. You're going to hear, you say, but I'm only 24 years of age, but you're going to hear the word cancer.
Amen.
You're going to hear the word MS or Lou Gehrig's disease Are you going to hear the diabetes you have, or Parkinson's? We have all those diseases every year. You're going to lose a baby. Carrying a baby, waiting so excited for this moment to come, and then you're going to lose that baby. I'm telling you, friend, life is going to be great this year, but it's going to be full of sorrows. Man that's born of woman, his days are few and full of sorrows. I don't care, and I've thought this statement through, because I know the devil hears this as well. But I don't care what test God puts in my life. I don't care what test he gives me to suffer through this year. I'm going to suffer like a good Christian. I've already determined. I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to finish with joy. Say, well, you're an old man. I know I'm an old man. I've lived a good life. I've preached God's word. I've enjoyed the journey. I want to live longer. But whatever God calls me to do, I'm going to do it to his glory. My Bible says, and I'm preaching today on how to approach 2026. How to approach 2026. Look what the Bible says. Verse 2, my brethren, count it all. What's the next word? I'm going to approach 2026 with all joy. Count it all joy. Reckon it up, all joy, when you fall into diverse temptation, different temptation, different trials. You can't pay your rent. Can't keep the utilities on. You have a hard time with your finances, your health, your strength, your marriage, your children, your backslidden kids. You're going to be brokenhearted. We have a group of Brazilians right now. They're listening with the earpieces all in here. God sent them to us as a gift. The Brazilians are amazing. They love God. They love their pastor. They love this church. But I'll tell you what, those dear Brazilians are going to go through sorrows this year, heartaches this year, difficulties here. At the other property, we had the Spanish meeting right now, the big church over there, but they're going to have sorrows this year. We have the Chinese across the way. They're going to have heartaches this year. We have all these different groups of people that are meeting today at this hour. We have Sunday school going right now. We're going to have a lot of heartaches this year. Count it all joy. Count it all what? Joy. I've got the joy down in my heart.
Amen.
I don't want one thing to happen to me that will cause me to be disloyal to God. God's been so faithful to me. God's been so right in my life. My Bible says, count it all joy. You know, the Bible, my son Tim, he pastors in Arizona. He said to me years ago, he said, hey, Dad, you know that in his presence is fullness of joy. And I'm glad he quoted that Psalm 16:11. I can never quote that verse without thinking of my son. I can never quote it without thinking of his ride to get to the hospital this year when his son, 13 years of age, went to life support. For 5 days, he was on life support. 13-year-old boy. And he preached here not long ago, and he said, if you'll heal him, if he never knows who I am, if I have to push him the rest of his life in a wheelchair, spare my son's life. And God, if you don't, help me be a good Christian. I don't know what the future holds for you. I don't know what sorrows are ahead. I don't know what blessings, but I tell you what, in his presence is fullness of joy. I'm going to walk with the King, hallelujah. I'm going to read his word more than I've ever read it before. I'm going to study the word of God. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to pray for you more than I've ever prayed in my life for a people. I'm going to pray for the people of God. I'm going to pray for these little elementary kids and junior high kids and high school kids and college kids. I'm praying that God would do a great work in your life. I want to walk in the presence of an almighty God.
Amen.
In thy presence is fullness of joy. I don't know what you're going to face. You're going to be in that emergency room, and you're going to be there an hour and then two and then five. And my wife and I were just there for 12 hours waiting for a room, and we were waiting. I tell you what, I know this is true, and I don't want her to suffer. She suffered so much recently, but I tell you what, I counted it joy that I could be in her presence and be in the presence of God. in the presence of God. God has never made a mistake. Whatever touches me has been filtered through the loving hand of a loving God. God is always right. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God ordered in thy presence. I walk with the King. Hallelujah. I walk with the King. Praise his name. I want to walk with him this year. I want to be in his presence. There's fullness of joy. I want to be in the presence of God to find the in thy presence is fullness of joy and strength. Nehemiah 8:10. I'm going to get my strength from God this year. When things are going great, I'm going to get my strength from God. When things are going wrong, I'm going to get my strength from God. And Brother Martinez, you've been say 36 years today. God bless you. But there's going to be ups and downs this year. But I tell you what, I know he'll walk with God in thy presence. And in thy presence is strength. And you know, the Bible says if you want joy, go win someone to Christ. Amen. There's joy in heaven over one sinner that repented.
Amen.
I tell you what, one of the greatest joys is to open up this precious word, the Bible, and tell someone how they can pass from death unto life.
Amen.
When was the last time you won anybody to Christ? My brother-in-law was preaching here recently. Brother Smith, he's 80 years of age. He took a bad spill, has his head stapled up tonight this last week. But Brother Smith said this. We're told that 95% of Christians never win a soul to Christ. 95%. I was in my study at the house the other day. My wife was downstairs. I was upstairs. And I looked at my gospel tracts that I have there. I said, Lord, I want to pass a tract every day next year. I'm going to try to win someone. Wouldn't it be great if I won someone every day to Christ? Say, well, did they mean it? I'll tell you what, I know I meant it. Amen. Well, I'm witnessing something, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and in thy presence is strength, and in thy presence you find sinners get saved. That brings you joy.
Amen.
You can sit on a couch and mope and holler and be upset with God all you want, but you go win a soul to Christ, you'll have joy.
Amen.
You know, not only that produces joy, but singing produces joy. Isaiah 45. God's word says that they can break forth in joy with singing. Lauren sang this morning. Lauren, I don't know where you are, but that was so beautiful. Then Jesus came. And I thought of that while you were singing. It was 56 years ago. I was a college student. I was in a music class, and I have a degree in music, but I cannot sing. I'm not a singer, and I know I can't sing. And I've been told I can't sing, so I don't sing, but I sing all the time. And I remember I was in that music class in the chapel upstairs, small chapel, and they said, now, Jack, you're going to sing the song you sang this morning. Then Jesus came. Lauren, it was terrible. It was awful. It got too high for me. Brother Austin, you know music. It got too high, and I couldn't hit it, so I went down a whole octave and then started. Then I went back up an octave. Brother Martinez, it was terrible. I said, Lord, I won't sing a solo again. I'm not a singer. But I tell you, I sing all the time to the Lord. I get in my car and turn on our radio station. Whew, I tell you what, that's how I got that King and the Beggar. About a month ago, I was driving down the street. And I thought, okay, I think I've got a good voice. I could sing this with Brother Martinez. And I started singing, and we sounded good together. We really did. And so I turned it down a little bit. And I turned it down some more. And I kept singing by myself. Boy, was it great. And I turned you off, and I kept singing. I said, oh, boy, this is terrible. I turned you back on. You know, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Walk with you bus kids. You got to learn to walk with God. You got to learn his word. You're going to have to learn to win, how to win souls to Christ. You're going to have to learn how to sing. I take themes of song. I sing about Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same.
Amen.
As his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name. And then I go, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Then I go into, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And then I go, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the sweetest name I know. You know, you sing on themes. Sing about Calvary. Sing about the cross. Sing about his coming again. And he is coming again. And maybe in 25, if not 25, in 26, he is coming again. Hey, I want to tell you, friend, there's fullness and joy in the presence of God. And when God gives you joy, that's all you need in every trial of life.
Right?
You know what else I find? What produces joy? God's people. Paul said in Philippians 4, ye are our crown and our rejoicing.
Amen.
You bring joy to my heart. I wish every pastor could pastor the same church a lifetime. It's my only church I've ever known. I remember the church back in the 70s, early mid-70s. They gave me a plaque and said, first pastorate. They didn't think I was going to stay, and it said first pastorate. I kept that for about 20, 30 years. I threw that plaque away. I don't want it to be my first pastorate. I want it to be my only pastorate. And I've watched you get born, and then I've watched you grow up, and I've been here at your weddings, and I've been here at your babies getting born. It's been staying a lifetime. I read an article about maybe 25 years ago. It said, don't stay more than 20 years in a church. You get too close to the people, and then all their sorrows become. And go on to another ministry. I'm so glad I stayed.
Amen.
We wept together. We see this casket. I'll say, I'm in the back of the auditorium. I'll say, all rise. And we wheel that casket right here. And we said, please be seated. And that family's right there. You know, we're going to do that again this year many times. I don't know who. But I'm so glad I've been a pastor for a lifetime here. I'm glad I get to go to the hospital and visit you. I was calling sick people on Christmas Day. I tell you what, they Shirley Worley. She's just a couple months away from 70 years being married. She is so vibrant. She is so strong.
Amen.
And she's had this cancer, and now she broke this fibula. She's been in the nursing home, and her husband had to go up to Sacramento. They're apart. She is so positive. Oh, I'll be better. I'll be better. I'm going to get this. What a good attitude.
Amen.
You know, not only are you going to have to experience joy this year for a good year. Let me see secondly, and I'll go quickly now. You're going to have to learn patience. Patience is not being slow. Patience is endurance. Look what he says. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. I know my wife is on the couch right now, laying down. And I know she's watching right now this service. But I'm telling you something, child of God. She's suffering like a Christian. Because God is going to teach her patience, endurance. I'm going to keep on keeping. She is so determined to get back to this church.
Amen.
She is so determined to get back to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, back to singing.
Yeah,
she is so determined. You know, Mrs. Treiber, we've been married this last week, 53 years.
Amen.
We were both 9 years of age when we got married. Well, she was 7, I was 9. You know, she's never had a toothache in 53 years. She's never missed a day at work. She's never been sick. And she's had 4 major surgeries in the last 28 months. A broken femur, another broken femur, a shattered ankle, and then cancer. You know, she doesn't understand it, neither do I. But Brother Poussin, that's God's plan for our life. And we're not gonna bow out, because God's gonna cause us to endure. Just keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Keep on living for God, child of God. Amen. Whatever ambulance, I followed that ambulance now 3 times or the 4 times to the hospital. That's not her. That's not it. This is not her right now. But this is where God has her. And I'm going to count it all joy. She's going to count it all joy. Why? Because not only is God producing joy in our heart, God is producing endurance in our heart.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on.
Amen.
The third, and I'm done. I'm going to allow God to produce joy in my heart. I'm going to allow God to produce patience in my heart. But I'm going to allow God to produce faith in my heart.
Amen.
I want to be a great man of faith. I want to live by faith. Look at verse 6. But let him ask in faith. Faith is just totally belief in God. You're looking at a pastor. I just totally believe God. I totally believe God that he didn't make a mistake in my life or my wife's life and our kids' life and our grandkids' life. And now a great grandbaby coming. I know God has never made a mistake with my life. God's always been looking out for me. And he says, okay, now Jack, it's time for you to suffer. And so he chooses this battle. He chooses this lawsuit. He chooses this situation. This member backslides. This member quits. This man, all that. And it breaks my heart every time. But I am not going to allow a situation to govern my life.
Amen.
I refuse to. Because God has a course for me to run. And God has a course for you to run. So run it, and run it with joy, and run it with patience, and run it with faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
And don't quit on God.
Amen.
I'd like to have a wall out here dedicated. We're going to remove the museum in March after pastor's conference. I think I'm going to dedicate a wall out here to the people that quit in 2026. We'll even put your picture out there. We'll put your name in your picture. I was walking down the Heritage Hall, and I saw all the names in the glass walls. I looked around all the glass walls that have the names of people that built this building 20 years ago. You know that many of them are home with the Lord now. Many have passed away. Heather and Amy, I think of your dad, Brother Wally Davis. 51 years of age, that's sounding pretty young now. He was such a great preacher. Laid to rest out here at Santa Clara. But Wally Davis lived this chapter right here. He lived it. I remember walking into his hospital room at Stanford. They had him on a bed of ice and ice on his body. I'd never seen that before. He was shaking. He said, I'm freezing, Jack. Brother Treib, he called me Treib. I'm shaking. I'm freezing. But he also had joy in his heart.
Amen.
Your dad, I'll never forget that Saturday morning that God called him home. I guarantee it, he had joy.
He had endurance. He just kept on, he got rid of the cancer, then it came back. I remember at El Camino Hospital when he and his wife were sitting there and said, the doctor said, the cancer's back. And he said to me these words, I've never said these out loud. He goes, I don't think I'll make it this time, Trebe. But he determined he was going to finish his course as a good Christian, and he did. I go out to his marker, and when I go see all your relatives' markers at these cemeteries around here, I tell you, almost everyone without fail I can look, died as a Christian, died as a good Christian, died as a good, a teenage boy, but a good Christian, died as an infant. I'm going to finish my course.
Amen.
In 2025, I'm going to finish my course as I move to 2026.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.